Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our Memorial Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio, which means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access, and the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And by the way, you can find us on Facebook these days. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. And check out all the phenomenal stuff that I post. I posted all kinds of great videos and stories and stuff you need to know about animals over the last couple weeks, but I have two favorites, and if you haven't seen them, if you need a laugh, they're just too cute. The first one you'll find, because both of them have been posted in the last few days. One of them is a video of three little kids playing with a black lab, and they are in the backyard and have kind of a volcano type mountain like sprinkler thing that shoots off a thing of water every few seconds. And the kids are playing this game that when the water shoots up, they jump up in the air. Well, of course, the dog is the best at this. And it's absolutely hysterical to watch these three kids and this dog play with this water. The other one, if you scroll down a little farther, because I think it is a cat sitting in front of a TV screen, and the cat is watching a boxing match of humans boxing. And this cat, it's just, I mean, if you want to roll on the floor laughing, it is hysterical, because this cat is boxing in front of the TV, and it is the cutest thing. Anyway, those are my two favorite videos of the last 2 weeks. You got to get on Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, and you got to at least see those two videos if you haven't seen the others. So there you go on that. And we're going to stick with the phones for the moment. And as promised, we are heading to Olympia. It is Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame's in the house, and we've got a couple of open lines. If you want to pick them up, local line 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569, and we're headed to Olympia. And welcome, Peg. Good morning, Peg. You're live with Dr. Bill.
Good morning. Hey. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good. How are you?
Good.
Good morning.
Great.
See, he's here. What's on your mind?
I have a bulldog named Malone,
yes,
who is about now 15 months. I'm trying to find a place where he can do, since I lost Pershing, he needs to be playing with other dogs. So I'm looking for doggy daycare, and of course I'm always worried about having a boarding facility for him if something happens to me, for at least
temporarily.
Thing.
Yeah.
So it seems like everyone in Olympia wants a lot of vaccines.
Meaning when you want to take him to like a daycare or something?
Yeah, situation or a boarding situation if I need it. And even if I take him into training, they want all these vaccines. So I'm still looking, but it's not looking good. We seem to have a pro-vaccine bias around here. They're trying to vaccinate dogs annually.
Still? Oh my gosh,
yeah,
they're living
with everything,
in the old ages.
With the whole thing. So
what have you actually done with vaccines with Malone?
Well, I adopted Gene Dodd's protocol. He's had his distemper parvo. He had two of those at 10 and 14 weeks. And we used Dr. Bill gave us the eye tabs to use, so he titered out really well.
So that's the immune tabs that you're giving him. You gave him those before and during vaccination?
Right, when he was with the breeder.
Great. And then, you actually ran titers to see if he...
Yeah, and the titers are fine.
Okay,
on
good.
Those. So, and he had the rabies when he was a little bit older in here, and I used the one that Dodds recommended, a single dose thimerosal and aluminum free.
Excellent.
Almost free. So, and he did not react to that, so that's... I breathed a sigh of relief on that one. So we're good to go for a while on those. And Dodds does not consider kennel cough to be the Bordetella to be a core vaccine. And the more I read about it, the more I think this carries more risk than benefit, as far as I can tell, with a healthy dog. And I have a boarding facility selected that would, it's great, but they want the Bordetella. And Gene Dodd suggested, well, tell him you'll give him a waiver. And that was rejected.
Really?
Have to have a Bordetella.
Really?
Yeah. And it's like,
because most kennels and daycares these days, either waive the vaccine requirements when they find out, people are being more responsible about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or will waive the requirements if you have a waiver from your veterinarian. But place is saying no.
We are a little less enlightened down here, apparently.
Really? Wow, that's a shame.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of terrifying. So I've taken a deep breath and thought, well, maybe I should just do the Bordetella. Of course, they're going to want me to repeat it every 6 months. So I don't know. I'm just kind of terrified about
this. So did you ask him, Dr. Bill, about Bordetella then?
Yeah. I mean, I guess they've now introduced an oral, which nobody down here seems to like. And they've got the intranasal, and they have the injection. And frankly, I am not so concerned. And Jean Dodds, she said, do the... One of them covers more of the viruses than the other, and frankly, I'm not concerned about what covers what. It's not that, kennel cough is not that horrible disease in my view. If you have a healthy dog,
right?
What I'm shooting for is the least side effects, and I'm having trouble. I've been trying to call up MSDSs on what I can tell about intranasals. I don't know what's in all this stuff, because. Not very clear at all. The injection, I don't know whether they come in a single vial. Nobody's answering these questions down here for me.
Well, what do you know about this, Dr. Bill?
Bordetella is not really a immunization that I'd worry a lot about. It's not a neurotrophic, organism.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to have CNS complications down the road.
No, when you say it's not a neurotrophic.
Well, it doesn't have an affinity for nerve tissue.
Okay.
Unlike distemper.
Okay.
Or rabies. So.
Well, the more I read about aluminum, that seems to be a huge thing as far as neurology goes. Is that wrong or right?
Well, depends on dose effect, and you got toxins in the air, you got toxins in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
At what point does it become practical?
Yeah.
I think that I cannot ever remember seeing an animal receiving, and I use the injectable Bordetella.
Mm-hmm.
I can't ever remember seeing a dog having a reaction, within weeks to months of immunization.
Mm-hmm.
Bordetella still is probably one of our primary organisms for setting up the kennel cough complex. And the kennel cough complex has probably 8 or 10 different organisms.
Right.
A few of which, as you know, we can vaccinate for. But it's the kennel cough complex starts out by an organism hosting in the respiratory tract, irritating the tissues, and they actually set up the environment so other bacteria or viruses or mycoplasma, which is really a big player and we don't vaccinate for, can get a foothold.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's been millions of dollars of research in shipping fever in cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And we know from the studies in shipping fever that it's a multiple organism disease. It's not just one organism, but it's a crescendo of different organisms that come in, create disease, set the environment for the next organism, and right on down the line. And it still appears from a lecture I went to when we had the great big canine flu outbreak that fizzled. Fortunately, it fizzled.
Yeah.
But I went to an interesting lecture, and they still feel that the Bordetella bronchoseptica organism kind of is the initial agent that creates the problem. So I would personally feel that if you had to immunize, I wouldn't be real worried about long-term health effects with that. And it's an important organism. Now, the question is, how long does it last for? 6 months, 12 months? I don't know how long the duration of immunity. You can't just put a target date that, this is good for 6 months, this is good for 12 months, because we're dealing with a living being.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be an abundance of variation in the response. There's going to be an abundance of variation in duration of immunity.
Uh-huh.
So, and I don't know right off the bat as far as the adjuvants in the Bordetella vaccine that I use. And that's actually one of the reasons that Dr. Raymakers is hopefully in 2017 we'll start our vaccine enhancement studies. Is that once we get some big players that have deep pockets start doing research, the real goal is to produce a vaccine that does not need an adjuvant. That's the goal for the whole thing.
Hey.
And because that adjuvant is essentially, you know, everybody knows, use thimerosal and mercury and things. It's an irritant to the immune system intentionally.
And why does it need to be in vaccines?
Well, it draws the immune system into that area so that they respond better to the virus particles or bacterial particles or whatever. That's the purpose of the adjuvant, is to stimulate that immune system. It's a toxin.
It's a toxin.
And it does a good job of it.
Okay.
But the goal is to be able to produce an immunity without an adjuvant.
That would be great.
That's a long-term goal. So I don't know if that helps or not. Now, I haven't used the oral product. And the intranasal is interesting because, you know, that's... And I don't know, you've probably researched, Peg, if there's adjuvants in there. But that's really...
I have not been able to figure that one out.
Yeah, maybe if you remind me, I'll look into that. I'll give the tech services a call if you remind me 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, okay.
But that's really the natural route of infection, and it just makes sense that that's the way to go for immunization, is through the natural defense mechanisms.
Meaning the intranasal?
Intranasals. Yeah, mm-hmm. And some of those dogs, they'll get a little clinical signs, but I always tell folks, well, if they get a little sneeze or a cough, then you know it's working.
Well, I thought you said you didn't use the intranasal.
I don't. I've used it in years past. There's some dogs that don't like the intranasal.
Think the injection's
easier? One veterinarian I spoke with down here said that because of that, they don't recommend the intranasal for bulldogs. Because sometimes, you know, a lot of times the breathing thing is kind of a problem.
I don't know about that, but they're getting it to the point where it's a lower volume and only one nostril. So they're getting there. But if you remind me, I'll look into it for you.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that because I'm between a rock and a hard place.
But
here.
It sounds like you're saying, Dr. Bill, that you typically use the injectable version. Of the Bordetella vaccine, but that you have not seen common reactions and problems and so forth, and so it doesn't seem like you feel like it's a big deal.
It's the least of my concerns. I cannot draw a cause and effect with an animal getting sick, even if we give it a couple months before they go on vacation. I can't remember somebody calling a month or two later and say, boy, you know, Ralphie's really sick. And
So I would imagine Malone's still on the immune tabs and so forth, right?
You're right. Yep.
Yeah. So he would have the best reaction possible to. So, but it sounds like what you're saying, Dr. Bill, is that the Bordetella isn't that big a deal, and it that you'd go ahead and vaccinate him if she has to, you know, to do what she wants to do socialization wise and daycare.
If it were my dog, I would. I know that Gene just came out with an article about that half dose.
That's the Dr. Dodds.
Dr. Dodds came out with her article about half dose immunizations, and it was kind of an interesting study. I don't know why they did it like that. It was in some animals that had already been immunized. Or did you read that study, Peg?
I have not read that. I thought she did one on reduced doses for smaller dogs.
Right. It was reduced doses, half dose.
Oh, because, you know, that's what Dr. Pleckner is a big fan of not giving full vaccines doses to smaller animals or younger animals. So is the research showing substantiation for that?
Her study tended to support that they're getting adequate titers. And that's really what immune support, immune therapy is all about with the immune tabs, is to prime that immune system so that it responds faster, better, higher, longer. That's what it's all about. And then the other point to be made is that if your immune system is primed and you're going into a boarding facility or whatever, an at-risk situation, dog parks, things like that, then... when you go into these facilities, you're going to get infected no matter what.
Right.
But there's a difference between infection and clinical disease. So if you're immunized, it's not as though the viruses bounce off your nose and don't come in. You still get infected.
Okay.
But there's a difference between infection and getting sick. So there's that incubation period of 3 to 5 days or so where your viruses and bacteria are replicating, And if your immune system is primed to respond within 24 to 48 hours, unlike if you're not on immune therapy, then there's that battle going on subclinically, and you're more likely to get sick if you're not on an immune support agent.
Gotcha.
So you get infected no matter what. We get infected every day with cold viruses.
Okay.
But our body fights them off so you don't get sick. So the whole thing of it is to have the immune system primed. So really, it's smarter to be on immune therapy when you go to a boarding kennel. It's much more important because of, let's think about it. You got mycoplasma organisms. You got all these different organisms that are there, distemper, parvo. It's not a sterile environment. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I understand the vaccinated animals also shed.
Well, they can. So therefore, you know.
It's almost like you've made it worse by requiring this thing.
And then the other big point is when you go into a stressful environment, then your immune system drops, your lymphocytes are depressed, mm-hmm. just like when people go on a cruise mm-hmm. and they get stressed and they get sick. Mm-hmm. So if you prime your immune system before you go into it, and we've got studies at Raymakers Nutrition showing that we blunt the cortisol effect about 42%, so we keep our study animals healthy, where our control animals in the same stressful environment get sick. Mm-hmm. So it's proven, and that's where our human studies are going to go hopefully next year, to prove we blunt the effect of stress on the immune function.
With these immune support
exactly.
products, which we'll talk more about when we have a lull in phone calls. We'll talk more about the immune support and all of that, especially now since you can actually see pictures of it and order it right from your website. I mean, we haven't had that opportunity before, so that makes it a lot easier. So what? Anything else, Peg, you want to talk about here?
No. I will share that one concern I have about this Bordetella is years ago I had a St. Bernard. Mm-hmm. That was in daycare, and they had an outbreak of kennel cough. And so I was told, this is before I was really tuned into malpractice, frankly.
Yeah.
So I took I was told that I had to go get, you know, another Bordetella shot or whatever. So I took her into the vet, and he said, the time has passed, you know, the incubation period has passed, so we will give her I can't remember whether he gave an intranasal or an injection. But he thought it was just fine because the incubation period had passed and she hadn't
gotten sick.
She had not broken with the disease. Mm-hmm. Well, as I found out later, the incubation had not passed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sort of like incubation period 101 for a vet. Doesn't a vet know this?
Mm-hmm.
She broke the next morning with a roaring case of kennel cough.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got her on antibiotics. Turned out to be the wrong antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
She developed pneumonia.
Oh, wow.
So I was at home with her for, I can't remember how long. It was an extended period. It was long enough to make my boss mad.
So remember that kennel cough is a multiple organism disease.
Okay.
So the incubation time for the Bordetella may have passed, but the secondary infections not necessarily pass. And then how many years ago was that, Peg? Be honest now.
It was a long time ago.
Exactly. Technology has changed as far as immunizations and the, you know, cleanliness, uh-huh. if you want to use that term, of vaccines.
Uh-huh.
But the big deal is it's not just a single organism disease always.
Okay.
So that may be an explanation. And how old was that dog?
She was old.
Yeah. So she was immune.
I got her through the pneumonia, but she started wasting. You know,
right.
That switch had been turned. She started wasting.
So she was immune compromised.
Yeah.
So
That was before I knew anything about Plekner or anything about that.
And absolutely.
I highly suspect she was a Plekner dog, but I was able to keep her.
I'm sure you did good.
Relatively healthy because I was. You know, I was home cooking for her.
Yep. Home cooking before it was popular.
Well, yeah, and I think back of what I was cooking, and I'm mortified. What in the world What
all right.
was I doing putting all this crap in there?
Hey,
but
be sure
she,
to.
She did really well. I got her when she was really sick.
Yeah.
And
be sure to remind me about that intranasal stuff.
Yeah,
okay,
I just want to chime in on my out of the square stuff. Because this brings up a really good example that it's so important for everyone to realize. Remember, I keep harping on everyone that we have not recognized the power of our minds and what we do with our minds and our emotional energy. And it's real important to remember that how powerful you are with that. And so when you have a situation, this was a different dog, a different mm-hmm. breed. Mm-hmm. She was old. You didn't know what you knew now then, and it was years and years and years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's real important to remember that just because it happened before with another dog in a similar situation doesn't mm-hmm. mean it's going to happen again. And I am just so absolutely believe with every cell of my being that you can create a problem, because if you focus on what happened before and you go into the latest situation with fear and worry that this is going to happen again, you can mm-hmm. start it happening, you know, on an energetic level. So you want to be careful that you're not dealing with this from mm-hmm. a point of fear.
Yeah. Well, I will admit I'm paralyzed on this one.
Okay.
Which is, I know I've been looking at this for 6 weeks, and I've been, you know, googling my head off, and it's not very clear to me what is going on with this.
Well, you remind Bill to check on whatever it was that he was going to check on,
yeah.
but
okay.
But I think in this case, it sounds to me, I mean, you know, I know that you love and respect Dr. Bill at least as much as I do,
mm-hmm.
and in your situation, hearing what Dr. Bill had to say today.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't be that concerned. And if you needed to go ahead and give a Bordetella injection, you know, you're already doing all the right things in terms of diet and you know, all about Pluckner and all that mm-hmm. stuff. And Malone is young and healthy and on the immune tabs.
Mm-hmm.
That I think, you know, I would go with Dr. Bill saying it's no big deal.
Okay. Gulp.
Well, see, but let, you know, make sure, I would say, though, that is, you know, if it still doesn't feel good to you, I wouldn't do it uh-huh. until you get yourself in a better position with that.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of way I've been approaching this. I mean, yeah. I'm just too terrified of it right now.
Yeah, so as long as you're in fear about it, I wouldn't do it until we get you through that. So mm-hmm. poke Dr. Bill. Remember, he said he needs a few pokes to check this out, but let's get you the information you need to be okay with it.
Okay, great.
All righty. Okay.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're
okay.
welcome.
Thank you,
thanks
Bill.
For calling Animal World. All right.
Okay.
I got to take care of advertisers before we get too off schedule. Deborah in Kingston, hold on. You're next. Animal World continues with Vet Sunday straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonics Sound Healing System. check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame's in the house. Open phone lines. If you'd like to call in, got an animal medical care question for Dr. Bill, local number 425-373-5527, toll free is 888-298-5569. And right now, we're headed to Kingston, and welcoming one of your clients, Dr. Bill, Deborah from Kingston. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Bill and Martha.
Hello. Some of my favorite people are in that room right now.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Dr. Bill has met all six of our cats.
Oh, six,
Yeah. And Faye Kitty, who Dr. Bill saw her about a week ago. She's kind of got a clean bill of health, so now my husband's wondering about introducing her to our other five cats. He wants you to refresh my memory on introducing animals. So we have five cats that are in our home, which is a very small space. And number six is Faye Girl, and she's in our office, which is right next door to our home. And my husband figured...
Oh, so she's not in the house with you yet.
Correct. Our oldest cat, the cat we've had the longest, Mr. Munch, has been smelling Faye Girl outdoors from when the neighbor abandoned her. So he growls when he smells her. So we're leery of introducing him to her immediately. But the other three of the five cats should be okay to meet her. George Bailey, Mr. Murphy, and Sammy Girl. And we figure we can either bring her into our small home or bring one to three of those cats into the office for an introduction. How do we do it? It's been a long time since I've done that, and any memories I've had are kind of lost from a concussion I had 4 years ago.
That sounds more like a behavior thing, Dr.
That's
Bill.
That's for you, Martha.
And now your six cat, the five cats that you have already in the house, mm-hmm. sounds like a male and the rest females?
No, the oldest and the youngest are boys, and they're not related to anybody. And the middle three are littermates, two brothers and one sister.
Okay, so we got
the only. Mm-hmm.
And they all get along well together and so forth?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but they harass each other from time to time, but nothing serious.
Okay.
And they range in weight from 12 pounds to 22 pounds.
Okay, and this new one, this Faye Kitty, tell me about, what do you know about her? Was she a stray outside? Is that what was?
We don't think the neighbors took care of her at all, and my husband thinks maybe the neighbor even drop-kicked her from time to time because she's very leery of people and feet. And she runs to her safe chair when somebody walks in the room. She's good for jumping on my lap when I'm sitting down, but she doesn't get underfoot at all. She's small. She was about 4 pounds when we found her, abandoned back in October. And we found her a home, and they didn't keep her indoor only, so we took her back. So the day before Valentine's Day, we adopted her back, and she's been in our office and Dr. Bill's place ever since. And so we found out she's not just 1 or 2 years old. She's maybe 10 years old.
Yeah, she's older.
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Kidney disease.
Well, you know, sometimes these things just work out, and it can be an easy integration. Sometimes it doesn't. You know, and sometimes, you know, I mean, cats are as individual personality-wise as, you know, we humans are. Are you familiar with my favorite cat show on Animal Planet, My Cat from Hell?
I've heard you talk about it, but we don't have cable anything.
Okay. It would be good to go online, go to the Animal Planet website,
okay,
and see, because I think through the website, I think you can watch clips of the shows.
Okay.
And he's done a lot of shows on integrating cats and helping them get along and so forth.
Okay.
But I'm thinking, now the first thing at this point, now, of the five that you have, have you been able to easily integrate them together when you brought more into that group?
The five that I have are good because Mr. Munch, the oldest one, was the adult, and everybody else was brought in as kittens.
Okay, so this is different. You're bringing in an adult into a herd of cats, adults, you already say that Mr. Munch is not happy with this cat's scent. So I think I would start with that. And first of all, since you have your office, it sounds like you have your offices right there by your home.
The buildings are nearby, but the doors are 40 feet apart.
Gotcha. So could she live in the office if you couldn't integrate her into your home?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's no reason to really rush at this. I think I would work, since Munch is the oldest guy and the boss guy, I would work on changing the way he feels about her first. And, you know, it's her scent that sets him off at this point. So what you could do, you know, is take like a dry washcloth and you go over to the office and you pet Fay Kitty, rub her all over and get her scent all over the cloth, and especially the scent, rub her face and her cheeks, because that's where the positive pheromones are. And then you take that cloth over, and as you show it and let Munchie smell it, you give him his favorite treats.
Cool.
Okay? And then you start wiping him down with her scent while you're giving him special treats.
Cool.
Okay? Now, you can do the same thing back. You can wipe towels all over your cat, the house cats, and then go over and wipe Fay Kitty and give her treats. Okay, so you see, you transfer the scent back and forth.
Sure.
And I would work at that until, you know, Munchie no longer hisses and is defensive about her scent being around.
Thank you.
So that would be a good place to start. Then you can do creative things like you could put her in a carrier and bring it over to the house. And let her sit in the carrier and let the other cats come around. And when they come close, give them treats and put treats in hers, you know, back and forth. It sounds like your home may be small enough that you don't have an extra room you could devote to the new cat.
Nope.
You know, and have a screen door or that sort of thing. So
it's all one small room.
Yeah, okay. So I think what you're going to have to do is...
Now, the office is bigger than our home, and we have the office with a screened-in doorway, you know, like a double entry, so that she couldn't escape when we first brought her in.
Uh-huh.
So the office has a 3-foot square entry that's fenced off. If that's what you were talking about in the home.
Right. Because, you know, that's one way you could do in the home, but you're not going to integrate the other cats over to the office.
The cats are familiar with the office, but they just haven't been in here since she was in here.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, then you can swap environments. That's what Jackson does sometimes on My Cat from Hell. You know, and you take the house cats over to the office and bring Fay Cat over to the house. You know, and then transfer them back and forth, and so their scents get both places. You've got to make sure in that big one-room home of yours that you've got really great, Jackson calls it a super highway, you know, and climbing and perching posts, and then, you know, the shelves on the walls, you know, he calls it catifying, so that there's lots of places for them to get up and around and away from each other.
We've got that.
Excellent. Then I'd start with the scent switching. Then you could use a flower essence or a crystal essence can be helpful. And Vicki Draper, we had her on the show, I think, the first Sunday of January. She does a special crystal essence. I think it's called Family that she uses to help integrate animals. And that could be a good thing to add. You know, you spray it around the cat's, you know, three times a day or something like that.
Okay.
I don't have her contact information right with me.
I can give it off your website.
Well, it's not there because she's not an advertiser right now. She's supposed to be sometime soon, but she isn't right now.
Okay.
But you could shoot me an email and I can send it to you. Or if you're going to continue to listen after your call here, I'll look and see if I have her card in my briefcase, and I can give you the information out when we come back.
Super.
But so that would be the beginning, and then, you know, let me know how that's going, and then we could go from there. But I think a combination of, you know, maybe a crystal essence to help them start integrating, switching the scent back and forth, and then site swapping them back and forth. And then it would be a matter of putting her in a carrier and bringing her over and leaving her in the carrier and then see what happens. You know, you're giving the treats and stuff and the positive associations and talking to everybody. You know, you've heard me talk about, you know, talk to the cats and imagine it in your mind and they get the pictures and feel your feelings.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, talk to them about what a hard, you know, a good sales pitch never hurts, you know, and talked about all of them that they, you know, couldn't, you know, that you love kitties and this one was stray and didn't have a home and nobody loved her. And, you know, you tried to find her a home, but they kicked her out. And so now she's back and you really need their help to integrate her as part of the family. So a good sales pitch there, and then Darcy Pariso, our animal communicator, can help a lot. So she'll be on the show again, what, I think the second Sunday of July. So if we haven't integrated and worked out through there, and you don't want to work with her privately before then, you could call in then, and we could find out what all the cats are thinking and all of that sort of stuff.
I'm going to mark that on my calendar, okay?
Okay, great. And then this next month, let's see, we've got Dr. Nell's in the second Sunday of June, and then Jude and Paul Ponton, the harmonic energy shifters, the third Sunday. So you ought to call in the second Sunday of June, let Dr. Nell's reboot everybody.
Wonderful.
And then let Jude and Paul look at the energy and work their, you know, woo-woo stuff on all of that. And I think with everybody's help, I think, you know, we might be able to pull this off.
Thank you. If I have a phone signal, I am calling.
Okay.
Thank you both of you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling, Deborah.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, both of you.
All righty. Now, we're going to stay on schedule here, take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour. Then we're calling going back to the phone, so hang on to your phone lines, everyone. Animal World continues with Vet Sunday straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Following the herd is fine, until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of the second hour of our Memorial Day weekend edition of Animal World, but we're here until noon. Phone lines are open, and we're here every Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We've got open lines if you'd like to pick up one. Talk to Dr. Bill, local number 425-373-5527, or toll-free is 1-888-298-5569. All right, next up we are welcoming Carlene back to Animal World. Good morning, Carlene. Hello, you're live with Dr. Bill. Carlene. Okay, well, let's... sounds like we lost Carlene, so let's head to Mercer Island and welcome Edie. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Bill Burlingame.
Hello. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Good morning.
How are you, Dr. Bill? Are you good?
Yep.
We're both good.
All right. My question is, I have a lab border collie mix, and Dr. B, I've been coming up to see you. And
okay.
She has...
What's your dog's name? Is that...
Oh, her name is Ruby.
Ruby, and she's a lab border collie mix. How old is Ruby?
She's about four and a half.
And a spayed female?
Yes.
Okay, and so she's a patient of Dr. Bill, so you're familiar with this dog, Dr. Bill?
Yes.
Okay, so what's going on with Ruby that you need help with?
So Ruby has been exhibiting excessive licking on her paws and her tush area. And so I'm not sure if it's a behavioral issue or a allergy issue. So I think our next step is we're going to come up to have an allergy test done on her. She's been fed raw food. And at my last appointment, the change that I made was I'm sticking with one protein for right now. So she's been fed the raw beef exclusively. But I just am not seeing that change that you know, I was hoping for.
How long has it been, Edie?
I think it's been about a month on just the beef. And
what were you feeding her before?
The same thing, but we were feeding her raw beef, duck, and turkey. So there were three proteins that were... I was just grabbing, you know, whatever packaging was, you know, so one feeding might have been turkey, and then in the morning, and then in the night it could have been turkey again or beef. So it was, you know, made perfect sense to just try one protein and stick with it.
Yeah. And how long has the licking stuff been going on?
Oh, long time. Long time. Like, and there's always, wherever she has been, there are spots of just you know, like saliva spots, kind of. It's, and sometimes when she's looking at her paws, it's almost like she's pulling on a nail or digging really deep in and pulling on something, and I don't know, you know, what that's about. And I know for her, when you clip her nails, she is, it seems like it's extremely tender for her.
Remind me also, Edie, her Plechner test was normal,
perfect.
Right?
Yeah, it was
really
great.
One of the few. Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, that's
so
amazing.
I think our next step, we were going to do a food elimination trial for 4 to 6 weeks, and if we're not going anywhere, then doing an allergy screen for environmental allergens.
Yep. Now, the other question I wanted to know is, a friend of mine was visiting just this last week from Toronto, and she was telling me about this food in Canada, Essex Farms, and there's a hypoallergenic food where you take your own raw food and you mix it with their recipe of stuff. So I was wondering if I should try this or wait for the allergy test, and what should I switch proteins until then, or do you have any? The other thing I wanted to say that I feel is of note is that I don't really feel like she's that eager eater anymore. Mm-hmm. She, for other things, like people food that we try not to give her, but, you know, she's just always super interested in our food, but when we're preparing her meal, she's kind of sitting there watching and going,
Maybe
and then we'll go to put it down for her, and she's just kind of like, and so we have to kind of show it to her, and then she'll eat it.
Yeah, just for just a few days, mix up some turkey and the beef and put them down side by side, and just see, maybe we picked the wrong meat source.
Mm-hmm.
So see if she goes for turkey or duck, and if so, then we got to follow that lead. The other thing is, I'm not familiar with Essex Farms.
Okay.
But here in the U.S., we have, is it Sojourners?
Sojourners.
Oh, yeah.
Sojourners.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
then
yep.
the other company is that Honest Kitchen.
Yep.
You're then familiar with them, so...
I mean, I've heard of them, so I'll research into
and
that.
And so they have the mixes that you buy your own meat sources and blend with them.
Okay.
Yeah, so they got blends for you. So I would just do that real quick, you know, taste test, and let me know next week if she's... Maybe we picked the wrong protein for her.
Well, it's an interesting case, too, because you say that her Plechner EI1 test was normal.
That's pretty uncommon.
In theory, with a normal EI1, we should not have a compromised immune system. We shouldn't have we shouldn't have allergies.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that, but...
Well, according to Dr. Al, that would be
Well, you could have an immune system that's performing pretty well, but you could still have some allergy issues.
Could it be behavioral then? If or is this really
good question? Hard to prove.
Okay.
Really, I guess ruling out environmental allergens would be easier than trying to prove if it's behavioral. But I'll let Martha address the behavioral part of it.
Well, I would just as a behavior therapist and so forth, I would say that when you have a situation presenting like this, it rarely is just behavioral.
Okay.
Usually, I would say, in my experience over all the years, licking of the feet is usually directly related to a food allergy.
Okay.
So I would definitely be pursuing, you know, what Dr. Bill is talking about here.
I mean, honestly, that's the good news.
Beef would not be my first choice in terms of a neutral. And you can also look at Chinese medicine and what proteins are hot and what are cool.
Mm-hmm.
A white fish is often really, really good and very, very cooling. Canine caviar I use as a base with my dog and then add raw meat to it. And the canine, because it's very simple formula, is really high quality ingredients. But I'm just pinging on that foot licking over the years, I've seen it more related to carb sources rather than meat sources. Do you feed anything besides just the raw meat?
I feed the raw meat and some pumpkin for fiber, and then a tiny bit of dehydrated vegetables only. I think that's Honest Kitchen, actually.
Now, the other thing that could really help you in this process is the second week of June, Dr. Nels is in the studio. You know, and he's the bioenergetic synchronization technique guy, but he is really good at kinesiology and testing what works for an animal and what doesn't, or humans, you know, ingredient-wise. So if you can call in the first Sunday of June, or the second Sunday of June, then if you had some of each of those meat proteins with you, and so the stuff that you're feeding then, and then he could remotely test what works and what doesn't, and that we might be able to hone in better on what works for her and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, too, that sounds wonderful, and I will put that down to on my calendar. I think probably getting up to see you, Dr. B, with the allergy test, I think is going to be my best bet, because if it is more than likely an allergy, I want to know what it is and get to it as soon as possible.
And certainly doing that test, Dr. Bill, is not going to hurt anything.
Yeah.
You're
going to
know a lot more. At least you're going to know rule stuff on or off the course. The other thing I was going to say about being behavioral, ordinarily I just say that rarely are, you know, physical things just strictly behavioral. The fact that you've got a normal EI1 Pluckner test on this dog would make me inclined to more think of that. But is what's Ruby like personality wise? Is she on the neurotic side? Is she really clingy? And is she obsessive compulsive in her behavior? Or, I mean, how is she kind of generally speaking temperament and personality wise?
I mean, as a 4.5-year-old dog, I would say she is, she's a little bit on the I'd say she's on the nervous side. I don't think I would call her neurotic. I mean, Dr. B, you've seen her in the office, but this is when we're doing all kinds of things to her, and she's
stressed.
Obviously
very stressed.
I would say, you know, when we take her out for walks, she is really pulling on the leash. She's just an eager, you know, we just can't go fast enough for her. She, but she's very curious. She's fine when we're, when we leave. Like when I leave, I also have another dog, and he's the one when I leave that my kids tell me, you know, he just mopes and waits. But she's like, fine. She's just like, she's not super clingy. She's pretty funny. She's, you know, full of character.
Let's see what happens with your allergy testing and so forth. And then we can also employ Dr. Nels to see what he gets, what works for her, what doesn't. Excuse me, what's compatible?
Name? Is it Nels or is there a K?
Dr. Nels, Nels Rasmussen. His website, if you want to check it out, is NelsHealingMinistry.com.
Okay.
If you go to MarthaNorwalk.com, a link to his website will come up on the homepage.
Okay.
So you could check that out.
Okay.
And then if push comes to shove and you're not finding allergy stuff and things check out and you still got it, then it might be worth at some point to do a session with me just to teach her some impulse control and get her a better handle on her emotional energy and so forth. Because that, you know, if we find out there aren't any allergies involved, then there could be behavioral sort of stuff going on.
Yeah.
But
one
I think
question.
You're on... Yeah.
The Canine Caviar, is that a brand?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So I can look that up.
Yes.
Okay.
And the ocean there, the fish formula, it's a blue and white bag.
Okay.
Would be the most cooling. You know, of the proteins.
Yeah, I've had people talk to me about that before in the past, and I think that's is turkey cooling, or I'll look that up and see.
Yeah, look up Chinese medicine. I think turkey is better than beef.
That was my decision because it's something that my other dog it does, I think, the best on, and so I wanted to see if that worked for her too. So when Dr. B, when you're saying to introduce turkey or duck with the beef, is
no,
that
just
like...
in a little bowl next to it.
Uh-huh.
Just to
see what she prefers.
Yeah, just a little test to see. Okay. Like, you know, I don't like that beef.
Okay.
Yeah, because sometimes animals know. They have a sense.
Yes.
And sometimes
definitely.
They'll reject things that aren't good
oh,
for them.
Boy.
Sometimes
definitely.
They don't have that sense at all. They're behind the door and they'll eat anything, whether it's
right.
good or bad for them.
Right.
But that would be a good test to see if she has a preference.
Yep.
Okay, we'll do.
And that's another thing that Darcy Pariso, the communicator, you know, she won't be on again until the second week of July, but she can ask and find out what does the dog like, what feels good to the dog.
Yep.
Often the animals can tell a good communicator yeah. what they're good with or not. So there's lots of stuff we can can pursue with you, Edie. So keep us posted on but it's, you know, you already got the vet, best vet working for you.
I think so too.
Okay, so we can add a lot to that if necessary.
I keep
telling him he's so worth the drive, but I do wish he was closer.
Yeah, thank you. And I just, you know, I want to put a plug in for Darcy, too, because she's pretty amazing.
She's
very
good.
I will totally take her up on that. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, she's
I want
really
what's
good.
Best for her. If Ruby's getting close to a hot spot by her tail and tush area, do I have to put one of those neck
things. Cone on her?
Yeah, or what can I do? Like, will calendula oil, or is there something I can put on there, or should I just be bathing, you know, just rinsing it, or any ideas for that?
As far as home remedies, some people try a little tea tree oil. There's different over-the-counter sprays.
Apple cider vinegar,
yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff.
You could also... if it's moist and tender, then you got to get it clean and dry.
Okay.
Sometimes using some hydrocortisone sprays a few times to really try to block the localized immune response. Is she getting some hot spots?
I've been watching it, and it has not been a hot spot yet, but her fur right around where her tail comes up from her hind parts are always wet and reddish from, I know that's from the saliva.
It's from the saliva, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm keeping an eye on it, but I mean, it just, I do know hot spots and I know it can change. And
you got to be looking for fleas.
Yeah, I have not seen, and when I was just there with, you know, I don't think there was any evidence of that. So
okay, I'm going to quickly tell you, Deborah, my favorite treatment for hotspot thing.
Yes.
The company is called Number One, the number sign plus one, Number One All Systems. And it's their itch relief spray. You can find it online.
Okay.
It comes in a pump bottle. Okay, it's white. And it's tea tree oil, like Dr. Bill mentioned, you know, which is a natural antibiotic, antifungal, dries up. But they make it really bitter. And so you spray it on, and it instantly takes the burn and the sting out of the skin, and it is really bitter, and so they won't lick it off.
Okay.
And so you can spray it on, you know, right before you feed them or take them for a walk or something. That's always a good idea if you're going to put something on them to distract them away for a while.
That's right.
But get that itch relief from Number One All Systems. It is absolutely amazing in terms of really helping all that kind of stuff. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, and I've tried that bitter apple spray for her paws, and she's licking them.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that stuff.
Is the one O-N-E or the number one?
Number one,
okay,
all
got
systems.
It.
Itch
got
relief
it.
Spray. And you can contact me off the air if you need to.
Okay. Thank you so much, you guys. I really appreciate it.
You're
the help.
Welcome. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
See you soon, Dr. B.
Bye.
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 Ooh, that'll be a good one.
Let me have a thought here about the Plechner imbalance. When I tested myself, let's see. You introduced me to Plechner probably 13 years ago.
Yeah, probably about 2003.
Yeah. And I think I tested myself probably within a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, I was normal.
Well, good for you.
But I, at the time, had ongoing gluten sensitivities, food allergy.
Okay.
And it wasn't until I got in the early 50s that I started getting, like, hay fever symptoms.
Uh-huh.
So to say that just because they have a normal Plechner test that they can't have allergies, I don't know if I can go with that.
Yeah, I'd say where you're coming
but
from.
It's always
now, of course, it could always change, too. Have you retested yourself since then?
Well, that's what I was just going to say, is that things change over time. And so is the subclinical inflammation that's going on in allergy predispose to Plechner, or does Plechner come first? We don't know.
We really don't know.
So,
yeah.
But if you have subclinical inflammation going on and your immune system is being taxed, then that could set up the cascade of events that goes into the imbalance.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're way behind schedule. We're already into the third hour, but we're going to kind of officially close out the second hour, fire up new hour. Carlene is back with us. We'll get to her first after we turn the hours around. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Vet Sunday right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.